And I want to point out that the way in life, in death, the way forever, is this way of the transcendence of the mechanical process of attention. So that attention is free to realize its source, and having realized that source, it is able to recognize, or the consciousness is able to recognize, the states of attention that are arising. When the siddhi, or power of recognition, is active, then there is the capacity to transcend all worlds and to dwell natively, without effort, naturally, in the transcendental or divine domain. The realization which I communicate is not merely a matter of feeling dissociated from the limiting power of events and feeling sort of relaxed into a deep consciousness, or a consciousness that feels inherently separated from phenomena. That kind of self-realization characterizes the point of view of some teachers in the sixth stage of life. Realization of which I speak is a matter of translation into the divine domain. That divine domain is witnessed objectively by individuals under all kinds of conditions. At death, for instance, it is a common experience. It's also an experience of yogis, mystics, in the fifth stage of life. But apart from individuals who enjoy the capacity of recognition in the seventh stage of life, based on prior enlightenment, there are no beings that have the capacity to dwell in, to permanently adhere in, the divine domain. All beings are living in exile from the divine domain by virtue of the mechanical limitations of attention. And our best motive, the movement in us that is most useful to us, is that subtle and in many cases barely acknowledged motivation toward release. We opt for the conventional model of consciousness, the socialized personality and so forth, and therefore are tending to deny ourselves the use of this basic motivation toward release. People are not devoted to release commonly, they're devoted to fulfillment. They're engaged in a fruitless search for fulfillment. It's not based on enlightenment, neither is it based on any highly developed knowledge of the nature of cosmic existence. Therefore, as a curious matter of fact, our unhappiness is our best tool, our most precious possession, short of enlightenment. Short of happiness itself, obviously. And we must not deny ourselves access to this sensation of our own unhappiness. We're always trying to cure it. You see, we use ordinary means. The adventures you can have in this world, the pleasures in this world, food, sex, money, relations, family, reputation, work, knowledge, experience. We seek for these things to achieve fulfillment, and the motive behind our search for fulfillment is release from our motive to release from our unhappiness, release from our dis-ease, our doubt. But that dis-ease, that doubt, that unhappiness is permanent in us until we realize actual happiness, transcendental existence. It never leaves us prior to that time, even if we exist in some high, subtle world. That disease is still there. It still distresses the being. It still is the cause of an unenlightened habit of attention, an unenlightened presumption about personal existence, and leads, therefore, to all kinds of misjudgment and stressful effort that binds the being further and not only prevents it from going beyond its present condition, but even may cause it to fall back into lesser conditions. It is possible to be born into a subtle world and then to come back to a world like this. Not enlightened in order to teach, but just like everybody else, unenlightened, having forgotten higher conditions. This is why I recommend it to people as a general discipline at the point of death, whatever they have done all their life. But the best discipline at the point of death, in the midst of the death process, is to relax and release all hold on the body and the mind and states of attention and so forth. Transcend fear through surrender, and ultimately a visual representation of the mandala will appear, and when it does, keep your attention to the center of it. Don't be satisfied with lesser representations of the mandala, just a golden light or just a bluish light or any other particular kind of light. Keep holding to the center until the entire mandala appears, and keep holding onto the center till you move into the white field. Even though this will not be sufficient for movement into the white field permanently, it will be a purifying gesture that generally will serve your transition. So it's positive in that sense.